A common mistake that happens when reading the Holy Quran is when you have two letters next to each other with no vowels on either of them and you do not know what to do. For example, we see in this verse there are two kasras with no vowel and then a hamzatul wasl to connect it with the next letter, but the letter seen also has no vowel. Or another example, we see here that there are two dhammas followed by a hamzatul wasl and a letter with no vowel. So what do you do? The rule is to prevent two second letters from meeting between words, and then the noon of the tanween acquires a kasra. Let's dissect these examples for it to make sense. So where are the letters that are sakin and have no vowel on them in this verse? One is on the sin and the other is on the two kasras. This last letter actually is the same as this, mim, kasra, noon. The rule is that the noon takes a kasra when there are two second letters next to each other. So it is represented like this to make it easier. And now the verse reads, bi-ghulami nismuhu. Let's try the next example. Let's split up the two dhammas so it looks like this. Ha, dhamma, noon. The noon takes a kasra, so it is represented like this to make it easier. And now it is read, Nuhu nibnahu. Let's do one more example for it to sink in. We see two letters with no vowels, the noon in the tanween and the lam. So we split this and the noon takes a kasra. It is represented like this just to make it easier. So now it's easy to read. Jaza'anil husna. Some style of writings have placed the small noon known as the noon qutni for easy reading, but not all books have it. Practice some more examples to get familiar with this rule.